When most Pennsylvanians go to cast their ballots in November, it probably won't occur to them that nearly 6 million Americans are disenfranchised because they've been convicted of a felony. But as 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports, most Pennsylvania felons won't count toward that number.
20-year-old Pittsburgh resident Sam knows who he's voting for, but isn't thrilled about the candidates.
I wouldn't say it's a tough one, but it's just the toughness comes out of the fact that it's a lose-lose situation for me.
Sam's concerns aren't unusual, but the fact that he can vote is. He was incarcerated over the summer and has a criminal record. We're just using his first name because he's worried about his past affecting his future.
In this election, issues that matter most is fitness to be president, community, and everything down to the family and education. So,
Pennsylvania is one of a handful of states that allow people with felony records to vote. The only groups of people that are ineligible on Election Day are those with felony convictions still serving time during an election, or those who have been found guilty of voter fraud within the past 4 years. Even though Pennsylvania's ex-cons have that right to vote, many are unaware. Here's American Civil Liberties Union Pennsylvania Senior Staff Attorney Sarah Rose.
There's a lot of misinformation and confusion about who can vote with a criminal conviction in Pennsylvania, so we've been doing a lot of work to try to dispel that misinformation.
In the past, the ACLU has taken steps to inform that population. They've posted ads on Port Authority buses, they've also updated County Board of Election web pages, and contacted officers to make sure their parolees were aware of their rights. Rose says not only does voting have a positive impact on civic engagement generally, but it's a way for the formerly incarcerated to participate in their community.
Ensuring that people can vote and can participate in that way once they are back in their communities, once they're out of jail or prison, then it gives them another stake in their community and helps to make them part of the community and want to keep working with their community.
Jack Pischke has been the inmate program administrator at the Allegheny County Jail for 33 years. Pischke's role is to provide inmates with election information and voter registration resources. If they aren't convicted of a felony while they're incarcerated, they'll vote absentee.
Providing any assistance, you know, getting them registered, letting them know how to register, providing the registration form that they have to fill out, you know, prior to the election.
The Allegheny County Board of Elections doesn't provide information about how many convicted felons vote in presidential elections, but Pischke says in the past, inmates have seemed genuinely interested. This election, however, fewer have spoken to him about the issues.
The previous Bush elections, the Obama elections, it seemed like even the inmate population was aware of the situations going on, aware, you know, they were aware of the issues. And this one right now doesn't seem, you know, seem as interested.
So far in this election, Pischke estimates he's registered about 80 inmates, but keeping track is tricky since the population is so transient.
Even between next week and when we actually do the voting, people will be released between now and then.
Inmates at the Allegheny County Jail will cast their absentee ballots on November 3rd. Pischke says it's pretty much just him registering folks there, but he does get help from caseworkers, officers, and reentry personnel. Sam says he knew he was able to vote after doing his own research about his criminal record. He hasn't been following the down-ticket campaigns as closely as the presidential, but he's very aware of the impact of seats in the Senate.
Presidents is changed every 4 to 8 years, so, you know what I mean? And if you want change, it's going to have to come down not just the president, but the Senate also. So,
Sarah Rose from the ACLU says toll-free phone lines will be available 24/7 in the days leading up to the election. So anyone who isn't sure about their eligibility can check on their status or request assistance. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Katie Blackley.